Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Today is Thursday, October 30th. I'm Megan Lynch. The outpouring from St. Louis at City Foundry for Operation Food Search last night was huge, but is it enough with unpaid government workers and expiring food stamps?
We're really grateful to the City Foundry. They're going to continue to conduct a food drive in their building throughout the month of November.
Daniel Jensen, owner at Hello Poke, wasn't surprised to see people turn out big at City Foundry to donate food items. Kristen Wild, president and CEO of Operation Food Search, says the need is only going to continue to grow once the SNAP assistance program is impacted by the government this weekend.
We're really grateful to the City Foundry. They're going to continue to conduct a food drive in their building throughout the month of November.
As the government shutdown continues, Republican Senator Josh Hawley introduced a bill to fund SNAP benefits, which Democrats said they would vote for, but Senate Majority Leader John Thune blocked a move to pass the bill by unanimous consent. He says he'll only move bills that fully reopen the government. Meanwhile, Democrat Congressman Wesley Bell says the potential cuts to programs like food stamps are not just a partisan issue.
48,000 people in my district are using SNAP benefits, but the overall majority are rural folks in Republican areas. So this isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an American issue, and it's time that we take care of Americans.
One in four active military families struggle with food insecurity. Later this hour, we ask the Military Family Advisory Network how the government shutdown could make things worse. An entire family facing several charges that started out with a rape but escalated with two murders and tampering with a witness.
St. Louis County Prosecutor Melissa Price-Smith says Lavore Harmon, Anthony L. Young, and his son, Anthony D. Young, are all accused of first-degree murder in the killing of a witness, Corey Warren. That rape case against Lavore Harmon was filed in May, 2 months after Warren reported the incident. Assistant Prosecutor John Schlesinger.
Lavore remains jailed on a $2 million bond. Both Anthony L. Young and Anthony D. Young are currently in federal custody on unrelated charges.
Lavore Young's sister is accused of offering the witness, Corey Warren, $12,000 not to testify in the case.
The witness in the sexual assault case was shot and killed by Andrew Klaus, who was an associate of these three individuals. Andrew Klaus was then later murdered.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A person was killed in an overnight stabbing in St. Charles. The victim stabbed on the 1500 block of Rutgers Lane, but managed to drive a short distance before dying. St. Charles police confirmed to Fox 2 News that a juvenile is in custody in connection with that stabbing. The victim and the suspect reportedly knew each other. St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery temporarily out of office.
Montgomery is out as sheriff until his quo warranto trial on November 18th, after Judge Stephen Omer took issue with the logistics of Montgomery serving as sheriff while remaining in federal custody. While Montgomery was not in attendance for this hearing, his attorney David Mason says he will be there for the trial, whether or not he is still behind bars. Does he plan to testify?
We'll have him present in the courtroom and kind of make a decision on the floor as to whether or not we think that it would be in his best interest to testify.
Judge Omer did not grant the summary judgment during the hearing. Presiding Judge Chris McGraw named former police chief John Hayden as new interim sheriff. Despite expressing concerns about a new interim sheriff causing chaos, Mason said he has no worries about Hayden's appointment. Sean Malone, GameWax News.
As more imported beef makes its way onto our grocery store shelves, Missouri ranchers say customers are left wondering what they're actually buying. August Horseman, a cattle rancher in Gasconade County, tells our partners at Fox 2 the best way to be sure is to buy directly from a farmer. But he says there's also a policy solution that would bring clarity to the meat counter.
The best way to know what you're eating is to source it local from a farmer. Next best would be, you know, tell everybody, tell politicians that you want to see country of origin labeling on your beef.
Most of the beef imported into the United States comes from countries like Brazil, Canada, and Australia. The recent push is for Argentinian beef. One of St. Louis's biggest companies makes a big donation to help police. Anheuser-Busch giving $100,000 to the St. Louis Police Foundation and Backstoppers. Police Foundation Executive Director Michelle Craig.
$50,000 is a lot of money, and we are super grateful for it.
Backstoppers Executive Director Lawrence O'Toole.
Without these type of donations, the Backstoppers were not able to fulfill our mission. So thank you very much to Anheuser-Busch and this great partnership.
Anheuser-Busch also donating 500 free tickets to local first responders for the upcoming Guns and Hoses event on November 26th. From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. Some prime Brentwood real estate for sale. It's a 5.5-acre parcel next to the Galleria, currently a parking lot next to Macy's that's been used over the years for pop-up traveling exhibits like the Van Gogh Experience and a circus. Brookfield Properties, the owner of the Galleria, would like to see the land be used for a retail development. That's according to the Business Journal.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.